Those who hang on after others let go enjoy success. Ha, 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 ha. This is Instant Inspiration, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Those who hang on after others let go enjoy success. How often have we seen that happen? My goodness. I love the comment of General Eisenhower because I think it has universal application and universal benefit for all of us. The reporters came to him as he was going into Normandy to do the invasion of Europe and stop the war, so to speak. And the reporters came to him and said, General Ike, we have seen what your forward plan is. What is your retreat plan? And he said, what? What is your retreat plan? He said, if I go to battle with a retreat plan in my mind, I will execute it. If I go to battle with a forward plan in my mind, I will execute it. Which one would you like me to execute? And of course, to execute the forward plan. So if we're going to be a success, we have to hang in there. I now a note from our sponsors. Those who hang in there after others let go enjoy success. If you will do everything in your life with no desire for success, with no desire for admiration from anybody else, with no desire for making a lot of money, with no desire for proving yourself to your beloveds and your loved ones, if you go into life with only one purpose in mind, and that is to be yourself and have fun, you will be a success because you are a success right from the beginning. Now, sometimes that's not appreciated. You go into things and you are being yourself and having fun, and other people say, come on, act your age, grow up. They'll say, come on now, you're not doing your part. Or other lovely comments like that. And what would you say to them? Would you say, well, I'm doing my own thing and having fun? They'll say, well, not around here. Here's your check. Goodbye. The thing is, if instead you just put yourself always in a position to do things that you enjoy thoroughly and that you're having fun doing, you'll be a success. You'll be a success because you don't care if everybody goes home and there's 10 minutes more work to do and you have to do it all alone. You don't care. It doesn't bother you. You're not doing it for them. You're doing it for yourself. And when you finish that extra 10 minutes of work in an empty office and you say to yourself, good, now I feel good. Now I'm going to go out and have a cup of coffee before I go home. It's just so nice, you know, in a restaurant with other people rather here in the office at the coffee machine. So you go out and you did it for yourself. And, of course, in the restaurant, you see all your cronies who left early. And they, too, are having a cup of coffee before they go home. And you say, hi, guys. And they say, boy, oh, boy, shoe polisher, you know. You're just trying to make points. Doing what? Well, you stayed to finish what you were doing. Yeah, I stayed to finish doing what I was doing because I wanted to do it because it's fun. Fun? Working in that office is fun? Hey, if I ever work any place that I don't have fun, I'm not going to be there very long. Well, you work like you do, and you'll own the place shortly. Well, I was having fun. I was just having a lot of fun being myself and doing my job. And, hey, the boss comes around and gives me lots of good jobs. In fact, just as I was walking out the door, the boss says, hey, what are you still doing here? And I said, well, I just had the final touches to put on the Brown account, and now it's all ready to go, and it's on your desk, that is, it'll be on your desk in the morning. You know, and I didn't finish copying it tonight, but I finished it. So it's all ready just to give you the finished copy. Hey, I have dinner with Mr. Brown tonight. Give me those papers and let me make a copy myself. Oh, no, no, boss, I'll do it. No, 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 you give me those papers, I'll make a copy myself. And I appreciate what you did. I appreciate that extra effort makes the difference because I'm going to dinner with him tonight. Well, now, what did the boss think of that? Cool. Now, he would have gone to dinner with Mr. Brown, even without the contract, even without the papers, because he thought, well, it's going to take a little longer. But this guy did it because he was just having lots of fun with it. It was just a joy. He wasn't feverishly working at it. When you feverishly work at something, you're trying to impress somebody else. You're not doing a good job. When you feverishly do the mailing list, and you feverishly have to get it out on time, and you got to get to the post office before tomorrow, what the heck, we're 2 months late now as it is. And you think another day is going to make a difference? We want to do it harmoniously, happily, so that we're filled. Then you're a success. You're not a success if you get it to the post office and you go home, oh, I'm dead. You know, there's no fun in that. There's no joy in that. You, when you get it to the post office, you come home, triumphant, another one down, ready for the next one. You know, happy day. Another one down, oh God, another one's coming, you know. Well, you shouldn't be in that business if that's the feeling you have. And so many people have that feeling. They have that feeling, and that's why they're not a success. The successful people are the ones who truly enjoy their work. They don't just wish they enjoy it or say they enjoy it. They truly enjoy it. Now, how do you go about enjoying your work? Do you go about enjoying your work by saying, hey, this is neat. Here's a better way to do it. Oh, that means I got to redo the whole thing. It's okay. We're going to do it this better way. We did it out here. We tore down our steps. Three times we finally had to put it up until we got the steps done perfect. And that's the way it has to be done sometimes. And this little house that we built out here, it was built so improperly, it's going to have to come down. And we'll build another one, which will be longer and for all of our vehicles to go in. And we'll put the concrete floor in. You see, the thing is, I'm the boss. And so when I say we do something, we do it. And if anyone is not harmonious doing what I ask them to do, please don't do it. Because you'll do a lousy job. Just like on this little building. The guy did a lousy job. I told him as he was building it, I said, don't do that. Put mortar in between all of the concrete block, up on the side. I said, my dad was a brick mason contractor, and I worked for him through high school and college, and I know how that's done. And he just wouldn't listen. And you see, I should have just said, here's your check. Thank you for coming. But I didn't. And we have to do that in life. We have to do that very powerfully and very positively. Because if we don't, then we're in trouble. We're in trouble not because we're doing anything wrong. We are doing something wrong, but we're in trouble because we are not doing something right. We are not enjoying what we're doing. And if we're not enjoying what we're doing, then anything we do is just for nothing. It is absolutely for nothing. And that's not what we want it to be. So if you're always being yourself and having fun, you'll be sure of being a success. Because number one, you already have been a success in your own heart. Then you go on from there. And when you go on from there, what do you say? You say, I enjoy doing this. This is fun. I like this. This is a nice job. Brown nose, brown nose. Hey, that's your problem. That's your problem. I like doing this. Haven't you ever looked at me? Haven't you ever watched what I do? I like to sweep to the very edge. I like to make sure that everything's all picked up nice. I like to make sure that my desk is always in perfect order. Mm-hmm. I've got so many projects going on my desk. For me, it's in perfect order. So somebody else coming in there to say, my gosh, how does he find anything? But you see, that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. Now, what I should do is just to have a file there and, you know, and stick each group in a file because I know what I want to pull out, and then it would be all in order. But I haven't done that. Now, maybe some nice secretary is going to come along and do that for me. I doubt that. But in any event, it's wonderful how when we like ourselves and we like our work, we are a success. And when we like ourselves and we are passionate about our work, just really love it, we are really a success. Are you ready for that kind of success? Yeah. If you are, then just remember, you're not going to be thinking about yesterday. You're not going to be thinking about ways it doesn't work. You're not going to be thinking about who's going to be impressed by what you do. You're just going to have fun being yourself, doing what pleases you, and you're going to find new and exciting ways of doing the old ways of doing things. And for no other reason than it's fun. And when people come in and watch you, they'll say, how come you're having so much fun at your work? That's just busy, busy, busy. Hey, I like me. I like whatever I do. I don't do things I don't like. I don't set myself up to do things I don't like. So therefore, I like everything I do. Even if somebody gives me a job that's menial and not very likable, I say, wow, thank you. They say, thank you for telling you to clean the toilets? Yeah. I've always wanted to see what sort of equipment we used in there. I mean, every time I go in the toilet, it's always nice and clean. I never see the equipment. I never see what's being used. Oh, you'll see it now. It's in the broom closet over there. So you go to the broom closet, and you look, and what do you see? You see the maid sitting there waiting to do it for you. And I say, well, Josephine, how wonderful to see you. What's your task today? Well, I was just taking a cigarette break before I go and clean the bathrooms. You're cleaning the bathrooms? Gee, well, that's terrific. Is there something I can do to help you? Oh, no. You're wonderful. You don't have to do anything. You know. Yeah, just noticing that I'm doing my job is enough. But thank you very much. You know. But you don't tell her you're supposed to do it too, because that's not the point. So she goes in there. And she cleans up the bathrooms. Meanwhile, you sit in the closet and read a comic book or whatever. And she comes back in the closet. Oh, are you still here? Yep. All done with the bathrooms? Yep. Do a real good job? Well, for you, mister, I did a very good job. Because I knew that you were the one who was supposed to do it. How'd you know that? I know everything. I mean, I'm the maid here. I get around. Everybody tells me everything, you know. And did you know that he's going to have to go clean the bathroom because to see if he has a proper type of humility? And so, sure, I'd do it. She says, I know you got the proper type of humility because you're a success in everything you do. And she says, I'm honored to do a chore for you that makes your life just a little more beautiful. And he said, well, that's a joke. That's a story you make up for him. No, it isn't. That's happened to me. I've experienced those things. They're wonderful. All of us have, if we want to remember them. But I don't say I remember them because I do everything in the first person, present tense, positive. Mm-hmm. Right now, enjoying it thoroughly, thoroughly, thoroughly. Those who hang on after others let go enjoy success. Those who live in the now and do everything in the now enjoy success in the now. I love you, I love you, I love you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.